Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 19th edition. Hope you all had a great Monday. Fun action on the diamond. If you punted pitching like we talked about, Clevinger, complete game. Wu pitched five strong innings. You're pretty good to go. You should have been having a good evening. So hopefully y'all did well. Saw a screenshot in the DMs. Looked really, really good. So hope you guys had some fun there. We have a 12-game slate for you on Tuesday. Monday Night Football, rather bit of a dud. If you had Nick Chubb, T's and P's to your fantasy teams. But we move on to Tuesday on the diamond 12-game slate. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick, BDENTREK. Let's get to the totals on this 12-game slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Blue Jays, Yankees, 8.5. White Sox, Nats, 9.5. Phillies, Braves, 9. Guardians, Royals, 9.5. Brewers, Cardinals, 9. Red Sox, Rangers, 8.5. Orioles, Astros, 9. Mariners, A's, 7.5. Rockies, Padres, 8. Still waiting on a few more totals, but as you can tell, a lot of spots for bats on this slate. So let's talk pitching. If you want to go Spencer Strider, go for it. I'm going to pass at 12-8 versus the Phillies. My pay-up spots are two other guys. Luis Castillo, 11-3 at the Oakland Athletics. Castillo's had a great season as a whole, coming off back-to-back 26-plus point games. He has 26 or more in 4 out of 5, 30 or more in 2 of those 5. He's been great over that stretch. At least 6 innings in those 4 dominant starts, 2 earned runs or less in all of those starts, and 6 or more Ks in all of those starts. That's what you're looking for out of $11,300. Takes on an Oakland Athletics team. We just saw Brian Wu dominate, a team striking out 27% of the time versus righties over the past month, hitting .228 with a .178 ISO. So if you want to pay for Luis Castillo at 11-3, totally good. I don't think many people will. That's the beauty of it. A lot of people want bats on this slate, and there's a guy below him for $700 cheaper that should be quite popular if you're paying up at the position. So it should allow Castillo to come in pretty low-owned if you can afford it. Not a must by any means. This could be another punt pitching slate. There's some decent lower-priced pitchers on this one. But Luis Castillo at 11-3 is just fine. I also like Blake Snell at 10-6 at home against the Colorado Rockies. Snell's just amazing. Just a beast. 6 innings or more in 4 straight. Two earned runs total over those 4 outings. Eight strikeouts or more. He can go down the list. It just gets better and better as it keeps going. Dude's been amazing this season, running for a chance at the Cy Young Award. And now he gets to face the Colorado Rockies at home in San Diego, which is glorious. A Rockies team did over the last month, 22% K rate versus lefties, .243 average, .146 ISO. So if you don't want to pay for Castillo, but you still want to pay up, Blake Snell is in an amazing spot. Going to be much more popular than Luis Castillo for good reasons. Both great options of paying up. You don't have to pay up, but those would be the two spots I'd look to if so. I'm a huge Ryan Pepio fan. I just can't pay $9,100. He's going to be an opener in Ryan Yarbrough, who should go an inning or two. Then you're hoping for 5 innings from Pepio. It might only be 4. It'd be 4 to 5, give or take. So he's got to be super efficient with the strikeouts. At 91, I'm not there. Cheaper, I'd be all over him. Could he get there in a tournament? Sure. So I'm not saying don't play Pepio. If you're like multi-entering, 20 max something, gotcha. But if you're doing single entry, even 3 max, Pepio's tough to stomach at $9,100. And so now we just look cheaper. And I mean, we look real cheap. I'm taking out the whole middle section of the board, and we drop down to Adrian Hauser at $6,500 at the St. Louis Cardinals. There's going to be an opener for Hauser. Then he'll come in relief. He threw 82 pitches in his last outing. He's on 82 in 2 of his last 3 into those two starts/relief outings. 5 innings, 3 earned runs total, and 12 Ks. He's got you at least 18 points in those two starts. That's outstanding for $6,500. One was a 23-point effort. Face a Cardinals team that's just depleted. Injuries everywhere. Overall production has just been dreadful. They have the talent to wake up. I'm not going to say they can't. Even like, you know, Jordan Walkers and the Newt Bars and the Goldies and the Arenados. Like, there's talent there in St. Louis. It's just been a disaster all season for them. and they're striking out 22% of the time versus righties over the past month, only hitting 229 with a 156 ISO. So we're talking punt pitching. Hauser at 65, because if he only goes four innings, he's been going five, only goes four, he could still qualify for a W, plus get some strikeouts in that matchup. So I like that option for Hauser at 65. Then the other punt is Javier Assad, $5,900 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Assad was the man for a while, coming off back-to-back outings at Colorado. Okay, we'll let that go. Arizona, pretty good ball club, 5 1/3, just 0 Ks. That's what crushed him. Previous two starts to that, though, 8 innings, no earned, 7 Ks in Great American. And then against these Pirates in Pittsburgh, 7 innings, 1 earned, 7 Ks. Those back-to-back 27-plus point outings. The last two starts got the price tag back down, which is good. Still a great spot for Assad. I could see a lot of Assad Snell lineups getting built. That's why an Assad Hauser build, very intriguing. Not a must by any means, but Assad is placing the Pirates team 23% carry versus righties over the last month, 244 average, 153 ISO. So that's where I'm looking at. I'm just going to keep it as simple as possible. A lot of openers going on, a lot of other kind of mixy, mashy, wishy-washy, like, could Tanner Houck be okay? Maybe. Clark Schmidt, he's been very good quality start guy. Maybe he's worth it at 73. Alex Cobb, flip a coin. You never know what you're going to get from Alex Cobb. Same with Kyle Gibson. Lots of those kind of things. So I'm just keeping it simple here. If I'm paying up, it's Castillo and Snell. I go set Snell over Castillo. And then it's just punting for me. Give me Hauser in the long relief role at 65 and Javier Assad at 59. That's where I'm looking to build on this slate. Let's talk bats. 12-game slate. Lots of options, kind of, if you can tell the way I'm looking at pitching, very suspect pitching slate means there should be a lot of bats, but it's pricey bats. Just like yesterday on Monday, maybe we'll find some value. So let's see here. Catcher's position for you on this slate. William Contreras going against the lefty Rom of St. Louis at 51. If you're paying up, that is an option to start with for sure. Mitch Garver's always in play in tournaments at 45. Same with Yainer Diaz at 44. Not must by any means, but both are there. If you're not paying up for William Contreras, I'd probably start more like with Cal Raleigh against Paul Blackburn. Blackburn had a run of being very, very good. He's hit a wall of late. Could he bounce back? Sure, no doubt about it. But Cal Raleigh at 42 has got double long upside, which is always nice at a discounted price. Going down cheaper, though, like Kyber Ruiz for Jose Urania at 4K. I don't mind that at all. And then we could drop into the 3K range. I'm going right back to Luis Campusano. Played him on Monday, home run. He got like 26 points or something. He's $3,300 for Feltner of Colorado. That's an outstanding price tag. Love that for Luis Campusano at $3,300. Another good one's Bo Naylor. Bo Naylor's been swinging it very, very well. Cruz is going to open for Kansas City, supposed to be followed by Marsh. I don't care. Bo Naylor at 32. So right out the gate, I'm pretty much not paying up a catcher. Give me Campusano at 33. Give me Bo Naylor at 32. Or you can go even cheaper if you really want to. Jake Rogers is swinging it well. But again, it's Yarborough and then Pepio, so I'll probably pass, but it's a decent price tag. Something to keep in mind there. Same with Kyle Higashioka at 3K versus Kikuchi. That's not too shabby either. I probably like that a little more than Rodgers. If I knew Rodgers was going to have a certain matchup the entire game, I'd be in tune. Like, Rodgers went deep on Monday, swinging it really well. Streaky hitter. But the matchup with Yarborough, then Pepio, and the more Dodgers bullpen is kind of a all over the board thing. We got Higashioka versus Kikuchi at 3K. Still, I prefer Naylor and Campusano in a big way. Now, below 3K, it's a little murky, like Patrick Bailey at 28 versus Gallen, maybe. I still prefer my Naylor and Campusano side of things. So I think that's where I'm sticking for now, unless we get some changes in the in lineups. Naylor, Campusano is where I'm looking on this one. First base position for you. Matty Olson's always in play. It's going to be Sanchez opening for Bailey Falter, I believe. That's what it's looking like on this one. So keep Olson in mind at $6,400. At $6,400. Bellinger, I like at 63 versus, this is Bailey Falter. Sorry. It's Sanchez and, man, is this what's crazy? There's so many openers and follower. Oh, Sanchez and Lorenzen. Lorenzen's coming out of the bullpen for Philadelphia on Tuesday. Bailey Falter's getting the start in Pittsburgh on Tuesday. All over the board, but Bellinger versus Falter and company at 63 is just fine. Going cheaper, though, Freeman at 61 versus Alex Fado is very nice. Like, you can play the game with Bellinger and Olsen if you want, but Freeman at 61 is awesome. I'm a big fan of that if you're paying up at the position. You don't have to pay up, though, but if you are, that Freeman price tag and that matchup's very, very solid. Cheaper now, again, like Torque versus Yarborough is interesting, but remember, you got Pepio and company. But in tournaments, Detroit's always got a couple viable candidates. We talk about time and time again. but you could probably save money. Josh Naylor has been in Fuego since coming off the IL. He gets the Cruz Marsh combo in Cleveland. He's $4,300. Great price tag. Almost makes it like you don't really have to pay up again. Freeman's awesome. Naylor at 43 is pretty, pretty nice. Going down to the low fours and into the three. Jose Abreu had another nice game. Talked about him on Monday. He went deep. He's 4K versus Kyle Gibson. So he's one to keep on the books for you. Cheaper plays. DJ LeMayo at 35. Not bad. Ryan O'Hearn at 35 went 5-for-5 on Monday. He gets Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown bounced back nicely in his last start. Prior to that was really, really rough. Like he's hitting the innings wall in a big way. Now you get a red hot Baltimore Orioles team. So we'll see how that goes for Hunter Brown. But Ryan O'Hearn at 35. I love going back to the White Sox with Andrew Vaughn at 34. I keep talking about he's too cheap for when he faces bad pitching. Had a decent night on Monday against the Don. Gets Rutledge at 34. Really good value there with Andrew Vaughn in that matchup. Going down low threes and into the twos now. Yeah, Garrett Cooper did go deep. Love Cooper versus lefties. Not getting a lefty, but still it's Feltner. $2,800 for Cooper if you're stacking San Diego. That's a cheap piece of San Diego you can get with Garrett Cooper. Again, prefer him versus lefties. He showcased that on Monday, but still not a bad start and a good matchup for Mr. Garrett Cooper. Second base position for you on this slate. Betts is always fine, but Altuve against Gibson at 63 if you're stacking Houston. Jose Altuve is a dude for you in this one. Otherwise, Ozzie Albies versus lefty at 59. Then again, Lorenzen's coming in. Remember that. But that's an option for Albies. Nico Horner at 57 versus Falter as well is a good option. Going down to the fours now, you got Gleyber Torres or Kikuchi at 44. I like that for some tournament upside. More Cleveland action. Cleveland Guardians are going to get me on this slate. I can already tell. So they're priced accordingly. Andres Jimenez, $3,700 versus Cruz and Marsh. So that could be a little bit of a nice discount for you. Into the low threes now. Bryce Terang's been playing well. I'm not sure he gets in the lineup versus lefty, but he's $3,300. He'd be a guy to just keep in mind when that comes out. And when you head into the twos now, Andy Ibañez had the day off on Monday. He's 29. Another Tigers guy that's just like, I want to play them, but I don't want to play them. So that's all the fun kind of stuff there. Third base position for you on this 12-gamer. Austin Riley, 58, always worth a look just for his tournament upside. Like J-Ram at 57 is the first pricey Cleveland Guardian we're going to see. So that's interesting. Bregman with the goose egg on Monday. You can go back to him at 56 on Tuesday if you're stacking Houston. Gunnar Henderson at 54 is intriguing versus Hunter Brown, so don't ignore that. Boston should have some guys in play. We will talk about some of them for sure. But Devers at 52 versus Eovaldi. The velocity keeps coming down for Eovaldi. It's been a rough go for the guy since coming back from the IL. So Devers at 52 is not a bad pay-up spot. I foresee Eovaldi continuing to struggle with those arm issues that are not completely healed, obviously. Christopher Morel, third base outfield, starting off against Falter. Then whoever comes after him in Pittsburgh at $5,100 is not bad. I kind of prefer Devers in that matchup, but both are okay. Josh Jung returned to lineup on Monday, so keep him in mind if you're stacking Texas, but not a must. If you're not using Javier Assad, Cabrian Hayes at 47 is pretty nice, but don't make that stop you from using Assad because he's so darn cheap. If you're stacking Seattle, Eugenio Suarez at 41 is in play. We like him versus lefties more than righties, but that's just fine. Speaking of a righty versus a lefty, Josh Donaldson gets ROM at $4,000. That is a good tournament play at 4K for Josh Donaldson, who's actually swinging it well since coming over to Milwaukee. Low threes now and into the twos again. This is like Monday. Not a ton of value, which I kind of dig. It makes you make some serious decisions, which is very, very nice. So that'll make for a fun cheat sheet and fun lineup building on Tuesday. Shortstop position for you. Got Seager at 67. That's totally fine any day of the week. Trey Turner in tournaments for Strider, I wouldn't completely write off. But Bobby Witt Jr. at 61 versus Allen. Logan Allen will probably be popular, actually, versus Cleveland. I mean, versus Kansas City. I didn't mention him earlier. He'd probably be a value arm if we see the right KC lineup come out because Salvi Perez is now on the IL as well. Allen might make the cheat sheet. I'm going to throw that one out there. I want to see what lineup comes out because we'll talk about a power hitting outfielder pretty soon. But Bobby Witt at 61, if you're playing Kansas City, is a way to go. Gunnar Henderson at 54 is just fine as well. Dansby Swanson at 52, a little bit cheaper Chicago bat for you. Don't mind CJ Abrams at 48 versus Jose Urania. We like Abrams top of the order versus right-handed pitcher. So that's another one. Willie Adames, I keep loving what I'm seeing there for tournaments. It's inconsistent, but he's using a lot of power, which is what we want for DFS. So Adames at 45 versus Rahm is a play I'm into. If you're not paying up at shortstop, that's a good spot to start as a potential payup. Now another Boston Red Sox. Sedan Rafaela is outfield shortstop eligible. He's only $3,400 leading off versus Eovaldi. I can dig that for sure. If you're stacking the White Sox, Tim Anderson's $3,300. Don't love him, but he's not a bad piece of a stack for value purposes. Same with Elvis Andrus at 31, but Andrus bats ninth, Timmy bats first. That's the difference in that mix-up, but you can always do a wraparound stack. Not the end of the world. Other than that, though, not a ton of value after Elvis Andrus. Outfield position for you, you got Acuña is always worth the look. J-Rod at 65 is just fine. You got Judge versus Kikuchi at 64. That's enticing. You got Yordan Alvarez at 62, Tucker at 58 against Gibson. Those are both in play. San Diego went off on Sunday. They went off on Monday. Now you get Feltner on Tuesday. Tatis is 59, Soto's 57, both very much in play. So the San Diego stacks could be a nice little West Coast hammer led yet again. Kyle Schwarber, if you didn't see it, he went out of Atlanta on Monday. I quote tweeted it on my Twitter feed at BDNTrick. That was just ridiculous. Schwarbaum for sure. He's 56 in tournaments, maybe. Lou Bob went deep on Monday. He's 55 versus Rutledge. I like that quite a bit. I hope you all listened yesterday, because I know I did. I mentioned Just Dongs Martinez versus a lefty. Just Dongs Martinez hit two home runs on Monday night. He gets Fado, still a great play at $5,200. Not as much of a lock as he was on Monday, but still a good play on Tuesday against Alex Fado. JD Martinez, $5,200. You got Morel at 51, who we talked about already. He's in play for you. Going down cheaper, though, Chaz McCormick, big night on Monday. He's 46 versus Gibson. If he's in the lineup, he's kind of been platooning lately, so I don't know. Maybe Michael Brantley or somebody gets a spot over Chaz, but hopefully not. Cedric Mullins went deep on Monday. He's 46 versus Hunter Brown if you're stacking Baltimore. Otherwise, I kind of leave that on alone. Teoscar Hernandez swinging it well. He's 45 versus Blackburn in your Seattle stacks. Masataka Yoshida has really quieted down for Boston, but if you're stacking against Eovaldi, if you're going all in against Eovaldi, $4,400 is a good price tag. So don't completely write that off. Same with Verdugo at 43. That's why it's tough for me to kind of, if I'm stacking Boston, it's going to be like Devers, Rafaela, and Abreu. That's probably where it is. Take some discounted pieces there, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes on the builds on Tuesday. Giancarlo Stanton's a really good tournament play at 42 versus Kikuchi. It's all or nothing situation, but at the price point, he could double dong for 42 pretty easily, and no one would be shocked. So that's what you're looking for in tournaments, is that massive ceiling, which Giancarlo brings with his massive floor. Going down to the low fours and into the threes now, you got the likes of... I just don't want to fade Gallon, not on a 12-game slate. I could see it. James Outman's $3,800 versus Fado. That's not a bad price tag for a piece of Dodgers action. Eloy Jimenez is 37 versus Rutledge, another cheaper piece of the Chicago White Sox. Like outside of Lou Bob, most of your White Sox are pretty cheap, which makes another reason why they're enticing. White Sox and Guardians, both priced pretty nice on this slate. If you're not using Assad, Jack Sawinski at $3,600 is awesome. I like that. There's Willier Abreu of Boston at $3,500. Kind of mentioned him a second ago with Rafaela and Devers. Abreu usually, not always, hits towards the top of the lineup for right-handed pitching. So I like that. There's Rafaela at $3,400. He's been leading off pretty much every single day. So nice little punch there. Jordan Walker swinging well at 34 versus Miguel. I like Mark Canha a lot. He was hitting cleanup on Monday. He's been swinging a ridiculously good bat for the Milwaukee Brewers. He's $3,400 versus the lefty Rom. So this is kind of where you find your value, just kind of like we did on Monday in the outfield, these kind of low fours and 3K guys. As weird as that sounds, that's kind of your value on this slate. But yeah, that's where we're looking right now. Nelson Velasquez, he went deep on Monday. I was going to mention a power hitter from Kansas City's outfield. That is him. Nelson Velasquez versus the lefty Logan Allen at $3,100. Velasquez has 5 home runs in the month of September, hitting over 300. Really big boy stuff there from Nelson Velasquez. You got Edward Olivares versus Allen. I prefer Velasquez, but both are options for discounts on this one. And then when you go below 3K, not a ton usually on these slates right now. Rojas of Philadelphia. Johan Rojas is $2,800. He went deep on Monday. I'm not playing him versus Spencer Strider, but I'm mentioning him because if he's a value for you in the future, one to look at. Same with Joshua Palacios of Pittsburgh. If you're not using Assad, Palacios is $2,800. He'd be a nice little value as well in that matchup. And then Richie Palacios of St. Louis at 27 against McGill and Hauser is another nice value if you're not using Hauser. So again, if you're going with cheap pitching, well, you probably don't need the cheap hitting. That's the beauty of this whole situation. Juan Yepes got recalled by St. Louis. He's $2,400. Not sure if he'll be in the lineup, but that's one to just keep in mind in the future. Other than that, though, not a ton else down here. Recapping your pitching on this slate, You got Castillo and Snell up top at first. Snell over Castillo. I'll mention Logan Allen's at $8,400 for Kansas City. That'll be interesting. And then if you're just punting, Hauser at 65 and Javier Assad at 59. Stacking things up on this slate, you can go with some Yanks versus Kikuchi if he shoes. Not a problem. I like the White Sox versus Rutledge for some value. 100% there. I like Cleveland, their situation versus the bullpen game with Cruz and Marsh of Kansas City. That's a strong spot. Don't mind some Cubbies versus Pittsburgh as well. Milwaukee versus Rom is very, very much in play. Boston versus Eovaldi, sneaky nice. Houston versus Gibby. And then Baltimore versus Brown could be nice as well. Love San Diego versus Felter. That's a good one. And then don't mind the Dodgers versus Fado. So Dodgers are pretty high on the list, but Padres are my favorite by far. I think Boston's very, very live in this one. Guardians would probably be my second favorite with some White Sox action and Milwaukee action. So it's like San Diego, Milwaukee, Cleveland. You got the White Sox. You got Boston in this one. Dodgers are there. Padres will be my main spot, though, on this slate. We'll have to see some lineups and see what else comes out. But a lot of ways to go on a 12-gamer. Makes it really difficult to make one lineup, maybe a 3-max. We'll see what happens. I've been sticking with single entries lately, but we'll see where the day takes us. We'll see where the lineup goes, see what the cheat sheet looks like, a Gain to the Edge fantasy, and much, much more. Higabino, great call since I found your channel. Favorite single entry stack, San Diego Padres, my friend. That's where I'd be going on that slate. Enjoy the discounts on guys like Campusano, maybe some Cooper, maybe. But then you got the guys like Soto and Tatis, and even Bogarts is kind of swinging it a little bit. See what the lineup looks like when it comes out, because there will be value. Like Batten's out there. He played even for his price tag. He's a value. So you got some San Diego Padres you can get to for sure, my friend. But that'll do it, folks. Hope you guys have a great Tuesday. I'll be back with you guys on Wednesday to preview another slate of DFS action. But for now, this is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 19th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.